First Peter 1, verse 3. We're going to look at First Peter this morning instead of going to the Psalms, because that part of the Psalms in 78 we read today, I didn't care for. Okay, but this one I love. Amen. First Peter 1, verse 3. Celebrate with praises the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has shown his extravagant mercy. For his fountain of mercy has given us new life. We are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. We can celebrate. We have his salvation. We have an energetic hope. I love it. Love it. Verse 4. We are reborn into a perfect inheritance that can, one, never perish, never be defiled, and never diminish. Amen. What an inheritance. How many have had inheritances, have already received inheritance, and you see them being defiled, you see them being diminished, and you see them perishing? Amen. Earthly inheritances don't last. Amen. Verse 5. Through our faith, the mighty power of God constantly guards us until our full salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. Oh, wow. And do we wait for that? Amen. May the thought of this cause you to jump for joy. I was jumping for joy this morning and last night as I was preparing this, because that full salvation, we're getting closer and closer and closer all the time. And verse 8, you love him passionately, although you do not see him. But through believing in him, you are saturated with ecstatic joy, indescribably and sublime, and immersed in glory. For you are reaping the harvest of your faith, the full salvation promised you, your soul's victory. Amen. We're in that reaping process. Let's rejoice in it. Let's know that those sins that were huge in your life, you have been forgiven of. Amen. We're forgiven. That should put a smile on every one of our faces as we confess our sins to him. He has forgiven us. It's done. So let's stand and let's say verse 4 together like we really, really understand it, and we're so grateful for it. We are reborn into a perfect inheritance that can never perish, never be defiled, and never diminish.